The measure is one of 16 included in a package of land use bills recently passed by the United States Senate. It's already made it through the House, so it just needs President Obama's signature to become law. The bill is called the Huna-Clinka Traditional Gull Egg Use Act. Huna, 40 air miles west of Juneau, is across Icy Strait from Glacier Bay. Many current residents are Tlinkets who call the area their ancestral home. During a congressional hearing, Huna Indian Association Tribal Administrator Robert Starbart said the bill will restore a practice that should have never been blocked.
Since time immemorial, the collection of gull eggs on South Marble Island and elsewhere in Glacier Bay has been a traditional cultural practice of the Tlingit people.
Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve was established in 1925. Harvesting continued through the 1960s when a migratory bird treaty and park regulations changed the rules. Limited harvests have been allowed, but Starbart says they should be managed by Huna Tlingits, not federal agencies.
What is being conserved is not biodiversity in the abstract, but a living community that requires, as a condition of its continued existence, the sustainable management of the resources on which it depends.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young authored versions of the bill with support from Senator Mark Begich. The Gull Egg Act has been opposed by the Sierra Club, a major national environmental group. Lindsay Hyduk is with that organization.
The members of the Sierra Club Alaska chapter had been somewhat concerned about just the precedent of allowing any collection of wildlife from any national park.
Board member Jack Heshian campaigned against the gull egg bill. He said several locations outside the park and closer to Huna were better collection sites. But Hyduk says the club stepped back from that position.
I think it's a safe assessment to say that it's not up to us where we recommend traditional collection of subsistence resources, and it's really up to those tribes and tribal members that are engaged in it to decide.
The act applies to only glaucous wing gulls, among the most common of southeast seabirds. It also limits the number and location of egg harvests. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Ketchikan.